Blog Talk Radio.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. As usual, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio show. Steve isn't with me today, so I'll be on my own, but I'm sure everything will go fine. Before we get started, I would like to mention and thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. If we have any non-members out there listening to the show, and I hope we do have several, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which of course is the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and a curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our association's primary purpose is to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, and exploring America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. Please visit often and become a member if you're not already one. I'm very, very happy to welcome back old friends this week as our guest host. We have Mike and Robin McEwen, who are managers of Beacon Bay Marina in Penetanguishene. Penetanguishene is in Ontario, and Mike and Robin will guide us through cruising Georgian Bay and the North Channel. This boating area in Canada is one of the most beautiful on the loop. I personally have been to Penetang, and it's just gorgeous. You'll love it when you go. Beacon Bay is part of the Parkbridge family of marinas, who are our valued lieutenant sponsors for AGLCA. We welcome Robin and Mike, and how are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Janice. How are you?
I'm good, and I really do appreciate you taking time to help us out today. Are you on vacation or are you working?
We're always on vacation in Georgian Bay, Janice.
We're working, Janice.
But
very,
we are working.
Very good answer. I appreciate the time today. As I said, I've been on Georgian Bay, and I took a nice dinner cruise, which was just one of the most stunning waters I've ever seen. So why don't you tell us, go to the Georgian Bay. You enter Canada. You're coming from Lake Ontario?
Correct. We're coming through Lake Ontario, and we're going through the beautiful Trent Severn waterway system, and that is just a engineering marvel in itself. There's hydraulic lift locks. There's a marine railway where your boat actually sits on a cradle, and it goes down a quite a steep embankment, but it is a very neat experience. There's 45 locks in the system, and you can do it. Most people like to take their time, but you could do it in, 7 days. But it is very, very beautiful.
I've seen pictures of that that marine railway. It's awesome. It's just amazing. As you get
it is, and when you look at
Severn,
it,
you
think, oh my
Georgian
goodness,
Bay.
I'm not going over that, but the boat stays level, and the crew at the lock systems are very good to put you at ease. And there's a wall that you can sit on and watch some of the boats go, just to see how it works. But it is a very neat thing to see.
Well, when we start our cruise from the Trent Severn, we come into Georgian Bay. What kind of water depth can we expect?
The water depth as you're coming out of Lock 45, there's a fixed bridge, and you have 29 feet of clearance at chart datum. In Georgian Bay, Lake Huron, in the North Channel, we are currently 35 centimeters or 14 inches above chart datum. So underneath the bridge, you have a good 6 feet. And after that, that's probably the shallowest that you're going to see in Georgian Bay. People say that that's, you know, the, one of the, a little bit of a stressful areas, but as you're going through it, you're looking at everything around and the beautiful countryside, and you kind of forget about everything. But it, as I said, it's 29 feet of clearance, so most boats can go through short of being a sailboat, which you've already taken the mast down if, when you start at Trenton.
Right.
And but it is strongly suggested that you do pick up charts when you first started the system in Trenton.
Are the charts fairly easy to come by?
Yes, absolutely. And the one thing that we've done in the past for the loopers, because we're, you know, we love to see the loopers here, and we've been hosting the loopers for quite a number of years since 2004.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that we would do is if someone wanted to purchase some, we would put a package together and have them waiting at Trenton.
That's very convenient. That's very good. About how many charts are needed, Mike?
To go through the actual system, you're probably looking at about 20 charts through the Trent system. And then through Georgian Bay up to Thistleon in the North Channel, you're probably looking about 10 charts, which will bring you up the small craft route.
Uh-huh. So it's the number of charts that are needed.
Pardon me?
Do you want us to name them off, Janice?
No, I think that's okay. People will know to get in touch with you if they need the chart, so they can even post to the discussion forum. I would recommend that if you'd like the information on the charts, post to the discussion forum, and Mike and Robin can pick up from that and get back to you.
Oh, for sure. And they can even call us directly if they want, and we could arrange for that pickup if they so choose.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, we're in Georgian Bay, and I know there are a lot of rocks. Is it very hazardous, or is it something that it's easy to navigate?
Well, they do call us 30,000 islands, and a lot of them are rocks, but the one thing the Coast Guard does is they go out each year before the boating season starts, and they sound all of the areas through the small craft route, and they ensure that the proper depth is there.
Okay, so it is closely monitored.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with the technology today, with the GPSs and so on.
I'm really not familiar with the very much.
Absolutely.
There are. Okay.
Sorry, what? I missed the question, Janice.
Currents. Are there currents in the bay?
The only currents that you'll experience is up in Clarney, because it's a very small channel that you navigate into, and then over at Spider Bay, little current. Right at the town dock, again, it goes from a large body of water into a small channel, and you can probably experience a 5-knot current there. So that's really the only two areas that you have to be, you know, looking out for that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
We don't get tides up here in Ontario. The wind will sometimes dictate a little bit less water, a little bit more water, depending on the way the wind is blowing. If it's blowing from the west, it usually brings water from Lake Huron, sort of bottlenecks up in the top of the bay into Georgian Bay, and then the reverse will happen. If there's a strong east wind, it'll blow a little bit of water out of Georgian Bay, but we're only talking about 6 inches of water, and it's very short-lived. Usually when the winds die down, it'll come in very quickly.
So it's not significant then? We really don't need to worry about it?
Well, it's nothing like down south with the tides. It's, you know, and with the water at the level it is this year, it's very safe boating out there.
Great. Why don't you bring us through a typical cruise, the cruising grounds from Georgian Bay, Lake Huron, North Channel? Is there a choice of routes that you can take, or is it just one main channel that you use?
No, there's a number of ways that you can do it. I mean, we've heard of the loopers coming out of Lock 45 and charting a course straight up as the crow flies to Killarney, which is approximately 120 miles. I feel you're missing some of the best boating in the world when you do that. The North Channel is spectacular, but I would suggest the small craft route, which keeps you inland. It is very protected. There are literally thousands of anchorages that you can set up on, and you know, if you've come this far, I would suggest taking your time heading up north and seeing all the sights that there are to see.
When you say the small craft route, give me an idea of size and what can you not be over in order to use that route?
Well, just to give you an example, we hold a Park Ridge rendezvous that is a collective rendezvous of our six marinas. Last year we had 63 boats go on it, ranging in size from 28 feet right up to, I believe the biggest was 64 feet with a draft of almost 6.5 feet.
Really? And that vessel was okay on that route?
Absolutely. Yes. That's the misconception, I think, that you can't bring a vessel that size through the small craft route. But in fact, again, this year with the water and even last year, we were about chart datum last year, but we did not encounter anything in depth probably under, I will say, 8 to 10 feet.
Well, that's good to know.
I
had a misconception about that. Sometimes people ask me, what is the, you know, the biggest boat that you can bring on the loop? And I mentioned that sometimes the Canadian waters can be a little iffy. But I have heard that there was one person, and I don't know if he took the small craft route, a 100-foot boat did it. So I guess we don't have to worry too much about size.
Yeah, the small craft route, especially around Parry Sound, that you know, it's a lot of shipping heritage around here where there's still a fair bit of shipping activity going on, and I'm talking about the, you know, the 730-foot grain carriers, you know, going into Parry Sound and up to Killarney for their loads. So yeah, the 100-foot, that's not a myth. I mean, that could occur.
And, Mike, what is the alternative to the small craft route?
You can go outside. You can bypass a lot of the areas when you're cruising up. We go to a place, it's about 60 nautical miles from here, and you can do the inland route, which, you know, there's speed limits and so on, which might take you anywhere from 5 to 6 hours to do, or if your boat can, you know, has the speed, you can go on the outside route and you could get to the same spot in an hour and a half. So
a big difference. I think you probably know, most of our loopers like to really just take their time and see everything and go slowly. I'm going to break for a commercial, but I'd like to come back to the time needed to adequately cover that whole route, but just give me 1 minute. Listeners out there, we're going to hear a commercial from our commander sponsor, Trawlers Midwest.
Ken and Karen Schuler are at the helm of Trawlers Midwest Incorporated. They list and sell trawlers all over the U.S. and Canada, carrying the largest list of trawlers found anywhere. Trawlers ranging from pocket trawlers to long-range cruising trawlers with multiple staterooms, will meet the needs of many different buyers and different budgets. In-stock Ranger tug trawlers are available for immediate purchase. If you're interested in a brokerage trawler, they will help you find the right one for your planned usage. They sell the dreams, you build the memories. For information, visit www.trawlersmidwest.com. Trawlers Midwest is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Thanks, Beth. Mike and Robin, if you'd like to chime in. Most of our boaters get to Canada in the July time frame, so they're either there or they're coming very, very soon. How long should they plan on being in the Canadian waters before they go into Lake Michigan? That, you know, these people really want to enjoy the scenery and take their time, but I know they need to get out of Lake Michigan at a certain point. So what would you recommend?
Well, I would recommend, we are seeing loopers already. We've probably got a dozen through already, and most of them
really?
Are talking
about...
Oh, really?
Great.
Yeah, we were very surprised with the first one. I think he had the pedal to the metal, and he got up here as quickly as he could. So, but I think most of them, from what we're hearing, they're going to spend in Georgian Bay and in the North Channel anywhere from 3 weeks to a month. And that would certainly give you ample time to have a very relaxed cruise and see all of the sites. July, August, and early September are prime boating time. And right now, our daily temperatures are between 70 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit. And water temperatures, you know, southern Georgian Bay, a little cold for me to swim still, but they're anywhere from 70 to 75 degrees. And as you get up further north right now, they're anywhere from 60 to low 70s. So it's just starting to shape up. The sun's shining today, and it's starting to shape up very nicely.
Well, 70 degrees would be just totally ideal. Did you guys have as bad as a winter as most people in the States? I know the weather was just unbearably cold, like Michigan was frozen over. How did you fare through the winter?
Yes, we had a very heavy snowfall this year. It was what we call a traditional snowfall, which is collectively about 18 feet of snow and probably north of that for a solid 6 months. We started getting snow probably November 2nd, and I think it was still snowing early or late April.
Really?
This year, as you know, the Great Lakes froze over 92%, and we haven't seen that. I think it might have been 94%. We haven't seen that since, I think they said, 1972.
Really?
So,
oh, my goodness.
So, along with the ice coverage, certainly helped the lake levels and
sure.
And helped the winter sport enthusiasts.
Unbelievable. That's a lot of snow and a lot of ice. Well, why
yes,
don't you tell
yes.
us that? I know you belong to the Partridge family of marinas, so tell us where your marinas are, and if you would mention other marinas along the way as you go through Georgian Bay and the North Channel.
For sure. So in the Partridge Marina portfolio, we have six marinas, and on the Looper Travel, you would have access to five of them. The first one being at Atherley Narrows in Orillia, which is Bridgeport Marina. When you get out into Georgian Bay, southern Georgian Bay, in Midland Harbor, you have Bayport Marina and Y Heritage Marina. And then 5 miles around the bay, you have Penetanguishene Harbor. And in Penetanguishene, you have Bay Moorings and Beacon Bay Marina. As you cruise north, you run into Parry Sound. There's a beautiful municipal marina there called Big Sound. 5 miles west of that, you have a beautiful family-run marina, Kilbear Marina. They have a neat little restaurant there. And then as you're leaving Kilbear, you're probably going to cruise for about 30 miles before you see the next main marina, which is in Bing Inlet. And that is in the small town of Britt, and it's called Wright's Marina. And it's a very neat channel to get into, and they have a neat little restaurant there, and it's highly recommended. After Britt, you go north, and you're probably cruising for another 40 miles before you see a main place to dock again, and that would be Clarnie. And then after Clarnie, you're heading west into the North Channel. So there's no shortage of places to stay. Obviously, in southern Georgian Bay, we have quite a high concentration of marinas, and it's you know, a lot to choose from that way. But as you go further north, they get a little bit more sparse in between, and but everyone is very accommodating. And, you know, every marina in Ontario monitors channel 68 on the VHF radio. And one site that people could go to that gives them a listing of every marina, so their crews north of us, is the boatingontario.ca. And that is our main marina association that we all belong to. It's about 600 members strong, and that's all Ontario. And you know, depending on where the people might be cruising, they can look it up on the web and call ahead and make sure that they have accommodations, or should they need any repairs or anything like that. Every place is very well set up for a crew exchange. I know that happens a lot on the loopers. And then you know, groceries and that kind of stuff. And most people are very accommodating. If you need a car or anything like that to go to the airport, everyone's pretty accommodating.
Excuse me. Do most of the marinas have loaner cars, or is it something that you have to plan for?
I would say probably half. I mean, what usually happens is, you know, if people come into our marina, we'll just give them one of our vehicles to go into town and shop and do what they need to do. I know a lot of people in the past have come up and they, you know, have to leave the boat here for 2 weeks or a month and go home and take care of some affairs at home, so they'll just rent a car at that point. Sometimes we'll drive them to the airport depending on, you know, the circumstances. So everyone is very accommodating, you'll find, on your route through Ontario.
And what about places to provision? Is that pretty easy, or do you have to plan pretty stringently?
No, again, it's most of these areas at least have a, you know, as you get into the North Channel, it's a little bit, I won't say harder to find, but you're always within 20 miles of a marina up in the North Channel, and they all have grocery stores there.
What about anchoring,
along
Robin
trend,
and Mike? Is it pretty easy to anchor, or if people prefer to do that?
Yes. That's the one thing about Georgian Bay and the North Channel is the it's very easy to anchor, and most of these coves that you go into, you're sheltered. The majority of the bottom here is sand-clay mix. Most of the people that boat here as a rural have like a Bruce anchor, and you get a really good hold on the bottom.
Okay. We don't have too much time left, but if we're on our cruise, what would you recommend as the must-see places to stop that you just can't not do?
Well, I would suggest Frying Pan Island up in Sanssouci with the world-famous Henry's Fish and Chips. You'll see a number of famous people there, actually, fly in with the float planes. They just put on a great show there. Port Rawson, which is very close to Frying Pan Island, is a very, very beautiful area to anchor in. A must-see is a little bit further north. It's called Collins Inlet, Beaverstone Bay. And it's about 30 miles long, and you're just cruising through this natural fjord that's been carved out, and there's water coming down each side. It's just spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And up in the up just west of Clarney, there's a place called Covered Portage, and as you're cruising in, there's a rock formation on your left, and as soon as you round the corner, you see the head of an Indian that's been carved naturally, and it just so happens it looks like a native. It's very spectacular.
Huh?
But as you're cruising through, I don't think you can pick a wrong anchorage up there, Janice. It's just spectacular.
Beautiful. Well, is there anything else you think we need to cover before we close? People, you know, things that people definitely need to know when they come up and visit Georgian Bay and the North Channel?
The thing that I would very, three things that I would strongly recommend that you you get is the Canadian charts, a ports cruising guide, which gives you a guided tour from southern Georgian Bay right up into the North Channel. And,
would you repeat that, Mike? What was it?
It's called the Ports Cruising Guide.
Okay.
It's prepared every 3 years and updated, and it gives aerial views of all the anchorages, all the harbors, and it's just a good reference when you're going into things.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing is the Boating Ontario Guide, which I mentioned.
Okay.
Just as a reference, when you're going up someplace, they put a hard copy out. And if anyone wanted to call us, I mean, we'd be glad to arrange to have any or all of these things waiting for them.
Could you give us, well, I guess each marina has a different phone number, obviously.
Yeah, I could give you ours right now, and then,
that'd be great if you
know,
could,
depending
Mike,
on their destination. We can, you know, we can make sure they get it regardless.
Okay.
So our number here at the marina is 705-549-2075.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you and Robin again. I haven't seen you. It's what, been 2 years, 2 or 3 years since? I know Ken came down to our spring rendezvous this year.
3 years.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well, and to all of our boaters out there, please don't miss Georgian Bay and the North Channel. It's just spectacular. And Mike and Robin McEwen from Beacon Bay Marina, thank you very much.
Thank you, Janice. Happy cruising, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.